Now we are joined on the phone from London by the supremo of matchroom boxing ahead of a massive card of boxing on Sky Sports Box Office tonight. We say good morning, Eddie Hearn.
Good morning.
How are you this fine day? Is it sunny down in London?
It is, actually. It's quite pleasant. I'm absolutely buzzing, to be honest with you. I mean, we've had the opportunity here to put on the card, 7 championship fights, and every one of them intriguing. Starting at 5 o'clock on Sky Sports Box Office, free to view for the first hour. I can't wait till, I mean, just every fight is intriguing. The first fight of the night is for the Commonwealth Light Welterweight title. It was a fight of the year in 2013. That should be topping its own bill. It's on at 5 o'clock. You know, it's one of those where you're just going to stay in your seat all night. And you know, the 4 big fights on the card, Lee Selby challenging for the world title against the champion from Russia, Yevgeny Gradovich. Kevin Mitchell, you know, one of Britain's boxing's greatest sons, taking on the 3-weight world champion Jorge Linares for the WBC lightweight title. Anthony Joshua in his toughest test by far against the very outspoken Kevin Johnson. Everyone's so excited about that one. And then for the first time in history, 2 Brits will challenge for the world welterweight title. Yorkshire's very own Kell Brook taking on Birmingham's Frankie Gavin. The atmosphere in there, 18,000, completely sold out. It's going to be a hell of a night.
It's some card, as you said. I mean, I've been talking it up as possibly the best actual card we've had in the UK in recent memory, if ever. Like you say, you look right down the card. I mean, I've singled out in my notes Dave Ryan against John Wayne Hibbert. For me, that could be a classic, an absolute classic of a fight. That's on free to air early doors, isn't it?
It could be, but then from there you've got Scotty Cardle against Craig Evans for the British lightweight title. One's 17-0, one's 14-0. They've both been going at it all week. Again, that's at 6 p.m. That's for the British title. 7 o'clock, you've got another fight of the year contender. You've got John Ryder challenging Nick Blackwell for the British middleweight title. That's a brilliant fight. And you've got Nathan Cleverley on the bill as well. I mean, it's just absolutely jam-packed and so much on the line for so many people. And everybody's in kind of like the world title fight within themselves. You know, even John Wayne Hibbert, Dave Ryan, and of course, 3 genuine world title fights. James DeGale just winning the world title for Britain last week. A chance for 3 new world champions on the night. Everyone rooting for Lee Selby and Kevin Mitchell. And then Frankie Gavin's got a chance to upset all the odds in the hottest division in boxing and become a world champion. But he has to beat a very, very good Kell Brook, someone that he's so confident, you know, making the second defence of his world title. And Frankie's got a tough job, but he's well up for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that one, a lot of that fight depends which Frankie Gavin we see. Personally, I think it'd be very much up for this.
Yeah, and which Kell Brook we see. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, Kell's just boxed 8 weeks ago against JoJo Dan. Is he going to be right up for this fight? You know, Frankie Gavin, we know this is his dream shot. When Frankie Gavin turned pro, everybody thought he would become a world champion. No question. And when you talk to people in boxing, they say, this guy has more skill than anyone in British boxing. I think people are a little bit harsh when they say he hasn't really done it in the pro game. I mean, he's won the British and Commonwealth titles. He just hasn't really had the chance to excel. Now he's got it. But unfortunately, he's thrown so deep. So he got a final eliminator to fight Kell Brook with Tim Bradley. And that's a really tough fight in itself. And obviously, I represent both guys. And they sort of, you know, Frankie came to me and said, look, I'll fight Tim Bradley, but shouldn't I just fight Kell Brook? I spoke to Kell and he said, let's do it, you know, and obviously we had that tag. Never before has 2 Brits fought for the world welterweight title. So in the hottest division in sport, fantastic that 2 Brits get a chance to battle it out. But you know, for Frankie Gavin to change his life, I feel like Kell Brook's on the way to doing that already, beating Sean Porter in America, an absolute demolition for JoJo Dan. But for Kell, this is a big night. You know, he had 9,000 in the Sheffield Arena recently when he fought JoJo Dan. 18,000 in the O2 tonight. And it's taking Kell Brook from a star in Yorkshire to a national star. And he will become a global star as well because he's that good.
Well, we're certainly hoping so here. Now, last night we saw Amir Khan beat Chris Algieri over in New York. He then immediately called out Floyd Mayweather, as you would expect. Is that fight still on somewhere down the line?
I just think it's getting embarrassing now. I mean, you know, I didn't see the Khan fight. And it's kind of gone under the radar this week because of all the stuff with the show tonight. But you know, Chris Algieri wasn't an opponent that people are going to get excited about. From the reports, I heard he won, but not in devastating style and didn't look fantastic. But and that might help him get the Floyd Mayweather fight. I'm pretty sure he won't get the fight in September. And now they're talking about possibly fighting him next May. I mean, how long are you going to wait? You know, he's been waiting for this fight for 3 years, and it's all he's talked about. He's got a shot at the world title in Kell Brook if he comes through Frankie Gaddin tonight. I do not understand why Amir Khan will not fight Kell Brook. It's the biggest money fight out there, even beyond Floyd Mayweather. So why on earth do you not want to fight another Brit for a world title in the biggest fight of your career? The answer can only be you just don't fancy it.
But yeah, which is a strange one, because Amir doesn't tend to duck people, does he? And yet...
He doesn't, no, but what it is, Phil, is he doesn't want to lose to Kell Brook. It would kill him. You know, it would ruin his career, it would end his career, because if he loses to Floyd Mayweather, he can fight Kell Brook. If he loses to Kell Brook, he can't fight anyone. He has to build himself back up. And he must know, he's a bright guy and a very nice guy, and by the way, a brilliant fighter. He must know in his heart of hearts, that there is a very, very strong chance that he could lose to Kell Brook. He's not an idiot. So he's thinking, if I can get the Mayweather fight, and I don't blame him, but sooner or later there has to come a time where you say, enough's enough. I've chased this fight for 3 years. It's not happening. There's a bigger fight here for the world title. You know, on a monetary terms, I know that the Mayweather fight is the one everybody wants. And listen, the way things are going, Kell Brook will be in the running for that fight in May. Not just Amir Khan. So why not fight each other in October, November? And I'll tell you what, why don't the winner fight Floyd Mayweather in May?
That sounds like a plan.
It does, but it's easier said than done.
It is. Now, back to your card tonight. Big Anthony Joshua AJ takes on the toughest challenge of his career in Kevin Johnson, never been knocked out. And he's been talking this up. And I bumped into Kevin Johnson at York Hall Bethnal Green on Thursday night at your show down there. And the guy is cranky, to say the least, isn't he?
If they gave out world titles for talking, he would have unified the division a long time ago. He's quite a defensive fighter. The way he talks, you think he's going to steam out tonight and try and take Anthony's head off. He doesn't. He's very clever. He's very experienced. He can nullify the action quite well. The fact is, he's gone 12 rounds with Vitaly Klitschko for the World Heavyweight title, 12 rounds with Derek Chisora, 12 rounds with Tyson Fury, and he's never been stopped in his career. Even against Vitaly Klitschko, he's never really looked in massive trouble. Boxes with his hands down, sometimes sticks his chin out, likes to frustrate opponents, likes to old man opponents. He's had about 15 grand on himself at 20-1 or 15-1 or whatever it was to win tonight, and he right fancies it. But I must say, he's flicked the switches with Anthony Joshua. And yesterday at the weigh-in, when I was right in front of them, and Kevin Johnson put his hand on Anthony Joshua's heart because he wanted to feel his heartbeat, I'm not sure it even existed. I was standing there, I was searching for a change of underwear. I mean, Joshua looked at Johnson in the eyes, and it was as if to say, you are getting punished tomorrow night. And the worst place I can possibly imagine to be in the world at 10 p.m. tonight is in a 20-foot ring with Anthony Joshua. Have you seen him? Have you seen the size of him? Have you seen how hard he hits? Have you seen how fast he punches? I mean, it's scary. And it's one of those that when you're watching him at ringside, you can hear the people gasping when the punches land. And if Kevin Johnson can do the full distance with... I mean, we're all talking like, basically, is Joshua going to stop him or win on points? But Johnson's saying, hang on a minute, I'm going to win this fight. He's not saying, I'm going to survive. He's saying, I'm going to win. But if he, like I say, if he can withstand those shots and that speed for the whole distance of the fight, I'll take my hat off to him. Because Anthony Joshua is on a mission to do a number and a job on Kevin Johnson. And like I said, I really wouldn't like to be Kevin Johnson tonight.
Yeah, I love how Anthony Joshua has kept a dignified silence, really, through it all. He's focused himself on the fight, on his performance, and that's what he's got to do. But Joshua, for those people that haven't seen it, be wary of the language, but I Film London, our friend Coogan Cassius has done an amazing interview with Kevin Johnson. There is language on there, so please be careful. No one under 18 goes searching for it, but you'll see from that exactly what I mean when I say the guy is cranky. But it's going to be some fight. Now, Kevin Mitchell and Lee Selby have got Jorge Linares and Evgeny Gradovich between them. They're career-defining fights for those two boxers.
Massive, and probably never get a better chance to win a world title. For Kevin Mitchell, he has it all to do. I mean, a real 50-50 fight. Jorge Linares, three-weight world champion, hits so hard, very fast, but has been stopped three times in his career. Kevin Mitchell, who in the last 2 years has improved, you know, bundles with the coach of Tony Sims. 18,000 of his own people. It will be certainly one of the proudest moments of my career if he could do the business tonight. I know for his career, for his sons, he's one of the nicest men you could ever meet in boxing. Openly made mistakes, openly lived the wrong lifestyle. But I'll tell you, since he's joined up with us 2 years ago, he hasn't put one foot out of place. He's given 100% in the gym every session. And tonight he gets a chance. Actually, the first Englishman, I believe, to ever win the world lightweight title.
That'd be some statement, yeah. I didn't realise that, actually.
Someone came out of it yesterday on Sky. I didn't even realise. I mean, obviously, you've got Ken Buchanan, you've got Jim Watt, but they're two Scots. And I don't think that an Englishman has ever won the world lightweight title. I might be wrong. If anyone's listening, tweet in and tell me I'm wrong. But Lee Selby is fighting the five-time defending IBF featherweight champion, Yevgeny Gradovich, called the Mexican Russian. Lives in Los Angeles, obviously from Russia. A relentless pressure fighter. Just been named the IBF Fighter of the Year. Lee Selby dubbed the Welsh Mayweather. All the skills, all the skills. Lee looked quite nervous at the weigh-in yesterday. I think that's just how he is. And they picked up on that, the Russians team and Top Rank, his promoters. The nearly a little dust-up between the trainers rather than the fighters yesterday. But that's a really, really tough fight for Selby. Again, I think he's the slight favourite going into that fight, purely because based on their last performances respectively. But what a tough fight. But, you know, a chance for those two to become world champions, and the O2 will be absolutely rocking behind them tonight.
Definitely. Lee Selby's a boxer who I've said for a long time, he's got serious talent, serious ability, and if he gets that together tonight, I think he can make a massive statement, win that title and then go worldwide. Just coming away
go worldwide, go to Leeds to fight Josh Warrington. I mean, that's, you know, Ellen, not far from you boys. That could be filled for Lee Selby against Josh Warrington for the world title.
Well, that,
Selby can win tonight. That's a real possibility.
You've been to the studios here, Eddie, and we look out the studio window straight onto Elland Road, and we would love to see that place full. And let's be honest, it would be noisy.
It would be noisy and it would be full.
It would.
I mean, we're doing 10 or 11,000 at the moment for Josh Warrington. We'll be back at Leeds Arena in September and we'll fill the place up to like 12,000. So without doubt, we'll do 40,000 for a Lee Selby fight for the world title. So I think Josh has got, you know, two more fights and then we'll be ready for that fight. Lee hopefully can win tonight, defend it in September, and then, you know, we move on to a spring-summer clash at Elland Road.
Fantastic. Now, just coming away from tonight's card for a moment, there's been talk this week in the papers, in all the media, about Karl Froch possibly fighting Gennady Golovkin. Now, that is a massive fight, should it happen, and a very, very tough fight as well, because Golovkin looks different gravy. But can you give us any update? What's been going on?
I'm due to sit down with Karl next week and talk about his career, I think. You know, the James DeGale victory last week, and he had a little bit of a mini spat with Joe Calzaghe on Twitter. I think it's just lit his fire a little bit inside to get back into the ring and start competing again. I think it's really only the fights that do that's going to make him return. And there's something about the Golovkin fight that ticks the boxes for Karl Froch. I think it's because he's a little bit sick in the head. You know, he told me before that he wants to feel how hard Golovkin punches, which is very strange. But that's the kind of person he is. And he feels that 168 pounds, he can beat Gennady Golovkin. And don't be surprised if he did. You know, he's a big man, much bigger than Golovkin. But how good is Gennady Golovkin? At the moment, he looks sensational. But he's never mixed anywhere near the levels of Karl Froch, especially up at super middleweight. So for me, as a boxing fan, that is a fight that could be on another level here in the UK or even in Vegas. And we're certainly exploring that. But if Karl Frotch fights again, which probably is only about 50-50, I think the number one candidate is Triple G without any doubt.
Yeah, it's certainly an intriguing one. Now, we've had a question from a listener and a big fan of yours, actually, Dean McQuaid from York. He's asked the question, Eddie, if you could sign any other boxer that's currently with another stable, money no object, who would you choose in world boxing?
Well, I think that's quite a straightforward answer in Floyd Mayweather, because the guy is making 10, 15, 20 times more money than everyone else. Of course, Golovkin is a very exciting fighter, and I think, you know, you've got some superstars in world boxing at the moment. And over in America, you know, the superstars are really Floyd Mayweather, Canelo Alvarez, and Golovkin. Cotto maybe, but obviously he's been around now for a while. But I think that, you know, from a financial perspective, Floyd Mayweather, but probably for a fun perspective, probably Gennady Golovkin. You know, I think he's great to watch. And filling arenas now in America up to 12,000. The guys from Eastern Europe, you know, he's really taken off in a huge way over there. As far as Britain goes, you know, there's some great fighters out there, most of which are already with us. But, you know, there's other fighters that I admire. You know, the likes of Andy Lee, I think, has done a great job. Chris Eubank Jr., I think, is an exciting fighter. Tyson Fury, you know, is a great character. A little bit outspoken at times, but sport needs characters. So, you know, I think if you're going to sign anyone in world boxing, I think Floyd Mayweather would be the golden goose.
He's got to be the man, hasn't he? So, tonight, it's all live and exclusive on Sky Sports Box Office. The early fights are free to air, and then it goes live at what time on the pay-per-view, Eddie?
6 o'clock, yeah, 5 o'clock. John Wayne Hibbert against Dave Ryan for the Commonwealth title. That's free to view at 5 p.m. And then straight after that, Scotty Cardle, John Ryder against Nick Blackwell, Lee Selby against Yevgeny Gradovich, Nathan Cleverley, Kevin Mitchell against Jorge Linares, Anthony Joshua against Kevin Johnson, and then the All-British domestic clash for the world title, Kell Brook against Frankie Gannon.